Your political career, when you were first sailing in the 40s,
yeah,
was there a lot of, I mean, did you find other people with the same politics as you?
Yeah, there were some people, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them from a different radical group. I remember one guy on the ship. There was another radical group, also for socialism.
Uh-huh.
The Trotskyites.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you belong to groups when you were in Brooklyn? Waterfront groups or...
Well, I belonged to the Communist Party for about 7 years.
Yeah.
But it sort of fell apart.
Yeah.
With the McCarthy thing made it rough.
In our archives, we have a lot of pamphlets and things from Maritime Transportation Workers Union or the Waterfront Joint Strike Committee. There were all these splinter groups in the waterfront who were leftist or either communist or socialist. Did you ever have any contact with those groups or?
Sort of.
Yeah.
I know the radio operators group was actually run by two communists, the two brothers, the Winnicker brothers. They were connected to the another. We were just an adjunct of another group. Look how my memory slips me. We were ACA, American Communications Association.
Okay.
We were the Maritime Affiliate, American Communications Association, which some people refer to as the American Communist Association, but it was really American Community.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sellies was a communist, and he was the head of that union. The Communist Party organized a lot of unions.
Mm-hmm.
Including the radio operas. We were the ACA first, but then they lost out because of this communist thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy they hired, Bill, it was taken over and became the American Radio Association.
Okay.
And I was with that mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I was in that union. And my most productive year was with the radio paging thing, where I really invented something
yeah.
for radio paging.
Mm-hmm.